Hello everybody, this is Dr. Turi. Welcome to the Cosmic Code Radio Show. And it's going to be again one of these shows where I have to talk about a lot of good things. But the first thing to do is to say hello to all of you and wishing you a good listening. Say hello to them.
And a warm welcome to everybody out there in this beautiful sunny day.
All right. Okay, honey. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to kind of catch up a little bit with the news before going forward here. I am sure you've heard of Susan Boyle and Shahim Jafar Goli from the Britain, England as talent. I'm sure every one of you heard of this incredible miracle good news coming out of the UK to the entire world. And in one of my newsletter, I emphasize that, and I was just blown away, I emphasize that I have actually found the full confirmation of a work and a service that I generate called Dragon Date Windows. And I was totally, completely, entirely blown away when I had my suspicion and checked my chart with Susan Boyle. And then, another a week later, the same type of energy, dead on. I mean, dead on. You cannot, it's impossible to mess up. When on the chart of Shahim Jafar Goli, this is completely, totally incredible as far as I can explain to you. I do have the timing of the dragon dead on. Now, as much as this dragon has literally propelled those two very gifted souls right to the top and to world fame,
hi, I am
the same dragon is responsible for the death
welcome
of many people, or for some lucky lottery winners, or for you having a fantastic day or a terrible day. Now, when I'm telling you that I do have the impeccable timing for when the dragon will smile at you, and or when the dragon will knock you down, I mean it. I have explained all that all the way in my newsletter, and it's very important that if you're a subscriber, to reevaluate what you read, and if you're not a subscriber, to go to my website, drturi.com, and click on Free Dragon Newsletter, my findings.
And that is absolutely no doubt about that. This is AZ, and Dr. Turi has all the secrets from A to Z. Everybody can attract good fortune. Everybody's name is on the wings of the dragon. But I wanted to say that can be used in a very wise way. As they say in the Bible, appeared in another wonder in the universe. They all say that the dragon has 7 heads, 10 horns, and 12 crowns upon his head. I'm sorry, 7 crowns upon his head. But may we change that and say, appearing another wonder in this universe, behold the positive side of the dragon that has 1 head, no horns, and 12 crowns upon his head, all representing the 12 zodiac signs.
Well, it's amazing that she came up with this terminology. I don't know where she found this, but or where she channeled it from, but very interesting, honey. That's very cool. She's full of surprise, that girl. She really is.
The bread and butter.
All right, now, another terrible news. I'm sure you heard of Freddie Mac, the acting CFO, David Kellerman, committed suicide today. And the sad reality is, so many people are suffering last few months because of the wrongdoing of those very large financial corporations. And a lot of thoughts were sent out I even read somewhere in a forum that he and many other people should do like they do in Japan and commit the harakiri, or literally kill themselves and set off the thought as its aim, and the thought paid off. This is why when I'm counseling you to be very careful of the thought, because the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. The thoughts are things. Thoughts we've got to you, and that's why you have such a thing called karma. So I'm asking you, first of all my prayers are going for his family. Imagine your very close family member, a brother, a sister, a husband, a brother, a girlfriend, a boyfriend committing suicide. Imagine the type of pain and the type of drama one has to go through to deal with someone committing suicide. I don't know. I to tell you the truth, when I say I don't know, yes, I know firsthand, because I lost a really good friend.
Houston, we have a problem.
And I knew
he
was
going
to do it. Top of that, because I'm the last one to talk to him. But I'm telling you, I just don't know how many families out there are going to be able to handle, suicide. As far as I'm concerned, even this dramatic suicide of one of my best friends took place many, many years ago. It is still as fresh as it was just 5 minutes ago. Just tell you how dramatic it is for a very young, healthy person to decide to end his life because it's a request, because the guilt is so literally a humongous amount of guilt paid off. Or maybe, as I said earlier, or for sure in that case, the amount of thought process hitting and aiming to that person to finally respond to by acting the wrong way. So this is terrible. But you have to understand that this is also part of the universal rules. Right now we have Pluto, which is the planet of death, into the sign of Capricorn. And then I'm sure every one of you knows the Capricorn rules FCO, CEO, famous people, the government, large corporation, and all these big heads out there, okay? So Capricorn rules this type of people and Pluto rules death. And that's why having this type of energy is endorsed by your own thought process and will get to the victim. Or yourself, for that matter. That's why it's very, very important knowing that the planet of death is in the sign of Capricorn. You got to be very careful of how you think about somebody. Now, don't forget also that you also have another planet called Saturn in the sign of Virgo right now. And Saturn is the fear principle. Saturn rules hard work and structure and patience, while Virgo rules health. So a lot of people are very, very much forced by this planet to reevaluate and restructure their health. That's why they talk about it. That's why they're very concerned about it. So if you already have, like in the case of Tyrannia, the hidden dragon's tail in Virgo, so that means this Saturn is on yourself, on your rising, and on your tail. And that would make tremendous, tremendous energy geared towards the world of health, and all added by subconscious fear because of Saturn being in this sign. Now, Saturn always rewards people in any other sign, for that matter. So let's say this person is a little bit overweight. Saturn will not turn this person from 400 pounds to a regular 170 or 175 pounds. Okay, so it's going to take about 2 years for that person to work really, really hard until Saturn's pay off. And this is why Saturn always pay off within a year, 2 years, or even 3 years down the line.
And I wanted to say, referring back to when Dr. Cherry was just talking about like suicide and all that, I wanted to say how every exit is an entrance into somewhere else where the higher world of knowledge understands us. But we can't always understand. And that's why the only requirement into the underworld is our interest. So, I mean, really, we have to understand that there's other people from our origin up there, and they are very observant of us. So they're bravely waiting for us to get as strong and as brave as they are. You know, they want us to understand what they have in store for us. And really, I think that's why all this financial forecasting is really, you know, just to make, like, astropsychology look more respectable. You know, and it's like all these notions are to that of a church, like kind of like astropsychology is to astronomy. You know, it's like we have a lot of. I think in the future we're going to have a lot of mad daughters and mad sons at those wise mother and fathers out there. You know, because they're going to know so much more than them. I think that's the proper time is now to start teaching our little ones all this stuff about the stars and beyond.
Exactly. You know, it's all parallel worlds. As much as I mentioned earlier that the future is the reincarnation of the thought, that the cosmic code is playing its part, the economy, all this that you mentioned, it's all very, very, very karmic. It's all very, very karmic, and a lot of people are suffering in the process. But, you know, be patient. This nasty dragon stare, maximum impact is already gone, okay? We're still struggling. By August, this nasty energy will be removed, and it will take about a year and a half to 2 years for all of us to go back normal. And, you know, you got to trust my words, because Dr. Chiri knows what he's talking about. That's why you're listening to the show. All right. Okay, so let's do something here. Let's go to Louisiana and let's talk to Karen. Karen, are you here, honey?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr. Terry.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Now, tell me, Karen, what is it you want to talk about today? Do you want me to channel a few things for you?
Yeah, please. Mostly I'm having difficulty with a daughter, and then I need some direction on which way a career should go for me.
Okay, first of all, you have to understand right now, born in April, the tail of the dragon is in your fifth house. And the fifth house deals with love, romance, creativity, and indeed children. So a lot of Aries out there have to deal with their kids. More than any other sign, Aries will be forced to reevaluate all their affairs involving their children. So again, remember, the tail of the dragon is very karmic and forces those distress on you and those challenges on you. But you have to remember that you're connected with your child only genetically. Your daughter may even look like you, honey, but she's not going to think, create, behave, or have the same UCI than you. As a matter of fact, your child is your worst. What's the word to use? Your father relationship. Do I make sense to you? She is not you. She is not you. So the idea is to help her, forgive her, understand she's a child, okay? Understand also that you have the tail of the dragon in Taurus, so you went through hell yourself. Do you follow me? You went through hell, and you are bringing on her your own insecurity, honey, because it's all about money.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
It is. You're right.
I know, sweetheart. I can read you drastically. Trust me. So leave her. Don't put your fears on your daughter. Let her learn like you did, and just imagine if something happened to your daughter, then you'll be very sorry. Okay. So, and you got to think.
Right.
You got to think of the sad reality that in a matter of a second, lives are being changed with this dragon, honey. So send her positive thought. Guide her the best way you can. Give her time. She's a child. You've been there, and you're a little bit ahead because you went through hell yourself. All right. Now, as far as work is concerned, Saturn, the fear planet, is right on your working area, and it produces a lot of insecurity on top of that. And Saturn wants you to maybe make a good use of this terrible economy and deal and dig into your own talent, maybe in communication, in writing, in spirituality, in the art. I don't know. There is so much talent in this chart of yours. And you're a very highly spiritual person. You have a lot of talent, honey. So you need to listen to that little voice inside of you, and that little voice won't let you down. That's why I have learned the hard way.
Okay. Thank you.
You're surely
definitely.
Welcome.
A lot of people's been getting on here lately with born in my same month. It's been kind of weird. Everyone's been born in April, the last two or three shows.
Uh-huh.
But listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. And you hold the award at the end.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. Okay, so from Karen, let's go to New York. Let's go to Natalia. Natalia, are you here, honey?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, there you are.
I'm here. Hello.
Okay, sweetheart. So, okay, just tell me, what do you want? Do you want an astro tarot? Do you want an astro psychology? What do you want today?
Astro tarot.
Astro tarot?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a sec, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna pull these cards, shuffle them out, and get you rolling here.
All right, so this is how it works. Taranya has the card in her hands, okay? And when she says go, you're going to wait like a few seconds, and then you're going to say, okay, and my finger will stop on a card, and that will be the card that I will read for you, because in time and space, we can reach you even through this telephone here, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, G-O. Wait 1 second, and go.
Got it.
Okay, what is it, Taranya?
Ooh, this is the card of the devil.
All right. It's card number 15, the devil. But that's very normal for you to have this card, because you were born in January, and you were born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. Even though that your sun sign is Aquarius, you have the sign of Capricorn directing your life. And Capricorn is the head of the goat, or in Christian theology, the devil. This card means that you have to be careful with religion. Okay, you have fears that would stop your witchcraft residue that you earned during many past lives to work in your favor. Are you religious or not?
I'm not.
Okay, good. So this is perfect, because you got nothing to stop you rebuild your witchcraft residue and use it at your advantage. You have to remember, during the Dark Ages, the politically oriented churches didn't like people to deal with the tarot or astrology, and they thought it was the work of the devil, and a lot of people died, and you are one of those. You had your knees broken a few times in past lives, so don't put stress on your knees, okay? Well, you're very young now, so you should have no problem, but maybe you do. I don't know. Do you have any problem there or not?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. All right. Now, have you thought of writing? Hello? Speak to me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I see it in your chart, honey. You have an incredible potential for communication and writing, but you are a little bit shy, and your communication gift will come out much easier if you write. You hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you have quite a lot of potential in this chart, but again, you have to build more confidence and more self-esteem. Did you have any problem when you were growing up?
Yes.
Was your mom or your dad?
Both.
Yeah, that's what I see. Yeah, you have chosen a kind of a difficult chart in this lifetime, but the reward are phenomenal. Phenomenal. If you work hard and if you rebuild your self-esteem and forgive your parents, because you cannot remember, honey, but you have chosen your mother and you have chosen your dad. They didn't pick you. You picked them. And usually we tend to pick parents that are very strongly connected with us from past life. And many of them are our worst enemies. So you've got some karma to pay. So the message is clear here. You have to reevaluate your entire self. Now, what about your relationship? Are you into a relationship?
No.
Okay, that's missing. You need to go out a little bit more and socialize a little bit more after the new moon.
And that's where the devil suit comes in. So you put on your sexy little red devil suit, girl, and you go out there and you find yourself a heart.
I like Tarania. She comes up, you know, she's an Aquarius dragon still, so she comes up with some weird things sometimes, but that's her, and I love her. A very unique, original, very advanced spiritual spirit.
Yeah, that's all this card's telling you. The devil, you need to put that suit on and get out there and look sexy for him.
Well, hey, you got it from the girl, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye, Natalia. All right, so next we're going to go and we're going to talk to who? Who's next?
I don't see anybody else on there.
Yeah, what about, Ark, let's try. Ark, are you here? No.
No, that was a moose.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I don't know, sometime we don't know how to handle this, this button here. But, you know, sometimes it's when you talk to a person that has a dragon stellium in Capricorn and born into the constellation of Capricorn or in January, and Mercury in the sign of Capricorn, such as Natalia, it's very, when you say the word devil or evil, there is a natural negative reaction to these words. So it's very important. It's pretty much like when you pull the death card in the tarot. It brings about a kind of a negative reaction. It brings some fears. And that is definitely something you don't want to nurture. It is something you do not want to promote. But hey, in this family here, we don't lie. If you ask for an astro tarot card, and you pull the devil or the death card, guess what? That's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the truth coming from us.
Right. Let's make this a little more clear cut. I think everybody's just back at home still reading the Golden Oomph of Nebula that I had written the other day. But let me tell you, let's bring this clear cut in front of our eyes here when Dr. Terry's talking about the devil. And let's make it a little more clear for us. Dr. Terry, explain exactly what you mean, because I know in your book you say you're friends with God and the devil. Let's tell us a little more what you mean by that phrase.
Well, okay. Life cannot be without opposites. You have male, you have a female. Yeah, you have Tarania, you have Louis. You have the front, you have the back. You have up and down. You have the day, you have the night. You have positive, negative, you have the yin and yang. What I'm trying to tell you is that if God is that powerful, what the hell did he create the devil for? Because he needs it. So I can be the devil when I start to be selfish, impatient, aggressive, negative, or I can be God, or positive, if you don't like me saying I'm God, okay? I can be very creative, I can be loving, I can be caring, I can be helping you. So anyone, everyone, every single day, we can be both evil or we can be both God. And the idea is to realize that when I say to Tarania, I'm God, and she looked at me and said, what? I said, well,
Say, take that ego with you.
Yeah, take the ego with you. But you see, the point is, I am just saying what the Bible said. The Bible said that I was made at the image of God. So if I take a picture of me and a picture of God and shuffle the images, I guarantee you that you will not be able to find the image because they are exactly the same. And this is where people have a problem. Okay, a lot of people will call you, you're a moron, or you're an imbecile, you're a crétin, you're stupid. Okay, these are negative words. I'm calling you, you're a goddess, you're a god. I'm telling you, you got power. I'm telling you the future is the reincarnation of your thought because this is what God gave us. So when you look at it, you have to understand that there is a new phase, a new understanding, a new perception of God, the God you were raised with, the God you read about, the God that was shut down to your throat by all these religious losers, lunatic out there, is not more. It is slowly but surely changing face because the age of Pisces, of deception, of illusion, of religion is gone. The age of lying and weakness, stupidity is slowly but surely going off. And we are replacing this with the age of Aquarius, the future of mankind, the incredible, the impossible, UFOs, technology, computers, astropsychology, name it.
Straight from the claws of the tiger he is. Let me tell you, this man, Dr. Turi, that I've been spending all my days with so far, magical days, in so many indirect ways that he has to deal with the public today in his reach, he really explains it in such a way, you know, I think that is more direct than anybody else I've ever heard, not just for sheer entertainment purposes. But this man really sometimes feels just like putting the cape over his eyes, you know? And I think, you know, everybody out there, hold on 1 second. Dr. Cherry, explain again the comparison now to from the dragon to the devil, coming from a tiger's point of view, since you do come from the cat family. And explain that comparison to the cats.
That's too deep and too mystical, honey, to explain.
I understand, but
you do understand because you're with me and you have the basic information, unless you want to give it a shot.
Okay, now, when he says the dragon, everybody does have that chance to ride on the positive side of the dragon. The dragon plays such an important role in our daily lives every single day. And so does the devil, and so does God, and cats. Well,
okay. I think maybe what she wants me to say is that you have the Occidental and Oriental astrology. Okay, each sign of the zodiac has its own representation from the east side. For example, Aries is the dragon, Aquarius is the tiger, Gemini is the horse. The snake is the scorpion, and lion is the monkeys, and the dog is Libra, and name it. So it's all a very mystical type of work that was done by many, many, many generations, and even those that are already gone from the face of the earth. And this wisdom was cast aside, bashed away, ridiculized, because some people were too stupid to handle it. They didn't have the tools or the UCI or the intelligence or even the curiosity to perceive it and to use it at the advantage. So it went buried like astrology. But hey, the age of Aquarius rules all this world, and that's going to change the perception of the world and how God really operates from the heavens.
That's right. So it is okay to get lost in your toolbox and bring out all these new tools, since, you know, that's the new dawn. And that's where I wanted to bring for a moment Pasquale, J.J. Pasquale Battio. He just paints his art brush into all of our souls. He really, really does. That man is truly an amazing masterpiece, and he is the frame. Him and Dr. Cherry are the frame of this force, this universal life force right now at this moment, you know, together. Just go read The Golden Oomph of Nebula if you haven't yet checked it out, and it's on drcherry.com/newsletters. I wrote that one. Dr. Cherry wrote one on April the 18th about Pasquale Battio, and I think we have something here, folks. I really, really do believe this. Let's check out Doris from... Is that Massachusetts, Doris? Are you online, too?
Mississippi.
How are you doing, girl?
Good, fine.
What can we do for you today?
How are you doing? I just want to, really all I want to do is ask the doctor a question.
Go right ahead.
I've read all of his books, you know, but somehow or other I've missed it. But how do you figure where your natal moon is?
Oh, that's very simple. As far as you are concerned, honey, your natal moon is in Pisces, and it's on your dragon still. And this to me means.
How do you know that?
How do I know that?
I mean, you know that, but how do I get to know that?
Oh, honey, you would have to use a system, an astrological system. I designed one that brings all your planets. You have the moon on your tail, on the dragon's tail, and that makes you either very religious, very artistic. It may be some problem with the upbringing, and especially with your mother. That is what the star says. You know what I'm saying, Doris?
Uh-huh.
So there's two things you can do. Either learn the trades and find out how to locate not just the moon, but every single planet and the dragon in your chart, or have a professional astrology build up your chart, erect your chart, and translate it for you. So your question is a very curious question, the question of Leo Virgo, no problem about that. And you have a very imaginative personality. You are an artist, you're highly spiritual. Are you religious, Doris, or not?
I was when I was younger.
Yeah, because that's on your tail. You were supposed to be used and abused by religion. And I'm glad you went out of it. You know why?
Why?
Because in your past life you were a nun. You're in a convent. That's why you don't go out. Or you're at home all the time. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
So with us on the radio, you can listen to the show and you can travel and you can expand and grow spiritually. So keep listening, honey. Okay.
And explain to her.
You know when you talking about a child that you go by their natal moon till they get to puberty?
That's correct, yes.
I was just wondering how you, unless you do a whole chart on how you would know where their natal moon is.
Well, again, you have to make a chart, but yes, indeed, a mother, the child chart is on hold until puberty, okay? At the age of 12 or 13 years old, the personality start to kick in, the independence start to show up, the strengths or the weakness of the child shows on, and the person is forced, like in nature, to exit the nest. So until the puberty, the moon of this child is how the child connects with the mother and how the mother connects with the child, so to speak. So, for example, if a child has the moon in Cancer, this person will be very, very close to the mother. Or if the moon is on the dragon's tail, for example, It shows a tremendous connection with the mother, and this is how the mother will connect with the child emotionally and spiritually. And after that, here you go, your child becomes your greatest stranger. He grows up to do what he was set to do by God himself through his creation, through the stars, by reflecting his natural personality, which is through the stars. Do you understand how it works?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was just thinking maybe there was some formula that I could use to tell what their natal moon. So I got three little granddaughters and
oh my gosh, baby. this is impossible unless you become a student. Unless you become a student and learn the trades, or ask an astrologer to do it for you, there's no way you're going to be able to locate the moon. You could try on the internet and look for any signs that would allow you to have a friendly system that makes a chart. You could do that too, but for the time being, Doris, as I said, you have to either learn the trade or have me or any other astrologer do that for you. And if you decide to work with us, because they are your grandkids. It's so very important that you understand those grandkids' charts and help them to ride the head of the dragon ASAP. So call Taranya sometimes, and we work out a deal with you, okay?
Actually, okay. I remember you, Doris, and you are in the middle of taking that course right now.
Are you?
Well, I got it for my granddaughters, and I'm studying it too so I can help them study. And hopefully I'll send them to Arizona so they can take the test and you know, get...
Well, that will be the best thing to do. Nothing beats the course. Nothing beats the course. And I'm building an extension in my house where I'll be able to take the people right here near me, and they can stay at the hotel next door and spend all day with us. So that's going to be a very special, very, very special. All right, Doris, we're going to let you go because we do have some people that wants to join in, okay? And thank you for being a student, Doris, and I hope you come with your grandkids to the live course, okay?
It's good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. And I want to take it from there a minute and just to say how, you know, he was talking about the natal moon and to your kids and back to the mom and the dad and so forth, and how that does play a major role in you know, the events between parents and their kids. It's kind of like me. I always have the tail of the dragon on me and on my Aquarius. And then 2 to 3 days later, my mom has hers.
Yeah, she's giving my secrets away. Basically, what she's trying to tell you is that when the moon goes through the head or the tail of the dragon, chances are it'll be a very significant time. All right, honey, we got to let you go, Doris. We got to take care of Kathy. Kathy, where is she at?
Canada.
Are you here, Kathy?
Hello,
Kathy.
You're here.
Yes, I am.
Good, Kathy. Okay, what question do you have for us?
Mainly about my health and whether or not I should retire, or unless you have any specific message to give me. Birthday 3/3/1951.
We got your birthday on the screen, and we have your chart right up there. Well, first of all, Kathy, I don't know if you probably missed the beginning of the show, what I was talking about Saturn. Did you hear that or not?
No, I missed it because of dialing stuff.
First of all, you were born with the dragon tail in Virgo. And anytime you have the tail of the dragon in Virgo, you become over-concerned with all the affairs involving health. That is because many of your past life evolve around nature, around health, and purity. But the problem is your attention to detail and your will to and your concern with health stop and manipulate the atomic structure of your body the wrong way. So the more you interfere with nature, with your fears, or you thinking you know better, you are hurting the order. God is much more powerful than you. If I said to you, stop your heart right now, chances are you won't be able to do that, Kathy. Do you understand me?
Exactly.
You have to learn to trust the force. The force above your head, first of all, your body will talk to you. If you mess up with your hair and start to lose them, maybe you shouldn't brush them that much. If you start to lose your hair because you use too much chemical or too much ironing, you might want to stop burning your hair. Or if you squeeze your face too much and you start to have breakout, your skin is desperately trying to tell you, hey, stop, give me a chance to heal. And some people are so concerned, especially those who have the tail of the dragon in Virgo, including Taranya for that matter, with themselves. And that could create the opposite result. So now to make the situation worse, and that's what you missed earlier on the show, is that a planet right now called Saturn is in the sign of Virgo and right on your dragon's tail. So Saturn is the fear principle, which means Saturn's going to make you even more virgonizing than you could ever be or have ever been in your life. And that's where you got to be careful not to let the tail in Saturn now override the power to heal and to fix you. If you break your arm, trust me, the doctor is going to put the bones together. But it's not the doctor that's going to fix it. It's you. Do I make sense?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So now it doesn't mean that you don't have to be cautious and start to eat fat and don't take your vitamin and all that good stuff. You have to be logical. So just don't harass yourself, first of all, okay? And do the right thing. Exercise, take your vitamin, take your supplement, do like everybody, but do not exaggerate. Don't override the power of healing that you were born with. Okay, now
okay.
Saturn wants you to be concerned about your health, because that's why he's in Virgo for everybody right now. And whatever you're going to do will pay off in a year or two from now on, so to speak.
Right, so trust in the universe, but you can still enhance what you've got.
And that's what she's trying to tell you, is that you can enhance your health, your beauty, by exercising, by being cautious, taking your vitamin, taking your supplement, and be balanced. The idea is not to let the negative side or the evil take over, and let the positive take a chance to heal you. You have another question for me, Kathy?
Yes, the question was whether or not I should retire at the end of this school year. I'm a teacher, and I can retire in July, but I'm not sure.
You don't have to tell me anything. If you go to my website right now and you click on the sign of Pisces, it tells you that all of those born Pisces are born teachers. I'm a teacher too. I can see that. So what I'm trying to tell you here, you will never retire. You think you're retiring? You must be joking. Pisces never retires. No, you are just going to go on a different level. Let me tell you what's happening. Right now, the tail of the dragon is on your house of work and health, forcing you to reevaluate all about your health and all about your work, okay? And if you read my forecast in my moon power, it tells you all Pisces would be forced to reevaluate their health and their work. So you're just doing exactly what the cosmic code of God is ordering you to do. You understand that objectively, honey?
Absolutely.
Okay, now, the new dragon will be moving in August in your 11th house of your wishes and your friends. Okay, this means you probably will have to move. Like all Pisces, love exotic place or being close to the water. Of course, you have the moon in Capricorn who likes the mountain, but hey, you have a little bit of a conflict. Might as well have a big house on top of a mountain facing the ocean. You got me?
My ideal spot. You have it right on the nose. On top of the mountain, but seeing the ocean.
You got that. I know, because that's what I always wanted to have. And I had it when I was in Hawaii, and I miss it in the desert. But hey, maybe we're going to move closer to the lake. What I'm trying to tell you here is that the new dragon is going to endorse and promote your wishes. So I want you to be ready for September. That's going to be a little bit, that's where the big change will start to really get to you. But early March next year, you're going to understand me much more. Now, keep an eye also on January and July 2010. And most of all, when you have a chance, put your hand on my book, Moon Power. You need this book because Pisces don't have much grounding and you need to synchronize with the cosmic clock. You got all that, honey?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
One of the most important keys, I think, to our dreams definitely is that relocation chart. Whenever he tells somebody, you may need to move or this and that, that's one of the first things you should go about doing or making your goal, because the astrocartography will definitely tell you your points of interest, your points where all your dreams will come true.
Thank you for reminding me, and thank you for reminding Kathy to do that. It is extraordinarily important, as Tiranya remind me, God thinks that girl has a brain. Astrocartography can really make the difference between real happiness in being under the right stars. If you're looking for love, you go into a Venus line. If you're looking to write a book, then you go into a Mercury line. But in your case, as I said, honey, remember you will never be stopping teaching. Maybe you're going to teach a bigger class like me. Maybe you're going to teach the world. There's a lot of interesting things ahead of you. So be positive about it all. Okay, Kathy?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Where we go next?
All right. Looks like we are on the road to Harold from British Columbia. Is it? Or British?
Canada.
Canada.
All right.
Hello.
Howdy.
I'm Dr. Curry and Taranya.
Nice talking to you, Harold.
Nice to talk to you, too. I was wondering what you could tell me possibly about relationships and retirement and possible moves.
All right. Now, first of all, you're a Leo and you have the tail of the dragon right on you. You understand that? Now, as my moon power mentioned, all of those born in August, we have to completely and entirely reevaluate the affairs involving their marriage, partnerships, and love. So if you are in a relationship and that doesn't work, well, it's because the person doesn't deserve you. Page must be turned. If you're by yourself, well, guess what? You have until your next birthday to keep active and fill up this house. It can happen after that, don't get me wrong. But you don't want to be too fussy, too picky, too critical when it comes to relationships, because you would alter the seat of attraction between human beings, which means if you think you're too perfect, and nobody's perfect, not even you, not even me, my friend, you're going to put yourself in a bubble of criticism. Do you follow me? So, what's your situation?
Yeah.
Are you into relationships or not, Errol?
I'm working on one with a lady from overseas.
Okay, well, you're supposed to, with the head of the dragon, which is very positive, in your seventh house of marriage, you're supposed to do that, and you're supposed to succeed. But again, remember, long-lasting relationship can also be deceiving, so you need to go and meet that lady and talk to her, okay? What was your other question, Errol?
Retirement soon or possible moves?
Oh.
Okay. As far as retirement, again, I don't know. I mean, I am 4 years older than you, Harold, and I can't see myself retiring. Maybe because there is no retirement for me.
Or job
but
changes.
It's just the way it is, I guess. Did you work? Did you work in finance? Did you work for the government? Did you work in real estate, the food? What did you do in life?
It's in the forestry paper making industry.
Very, very interesting. That would be coming from your dragon's head in Capricorn. So that's very, very interesting. Your tail of the dragon is in the sign of Cancer, so you like food. Just be careful to exercise, okay? Because Leo was your heart, and you don't want to have any heart problem. You're not overweight, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Now your moon in Virgo makes sure you're decent with exercise. Plus, like all Leo, you want to be beautiful and attractive. And like all Leo, you have a subconscious fear of death and decay that will keep you in line. That's good news. Okay, so as far as retiring is concerned, my friend, the head of the dragon will be moving as your birthday in your 6 hours of work. So I don't think you are going to retire. I think you are going to restructure the way you service the world. Maybe you are going to aim in a direction that you have postponed because of your responsibility or your career. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Maybe you're gonna go more into maybe spirituality or even investment, and definitely traveling. Are you ready for that?
Oh yeah.
Because there is a lot of traveling ahead of you. Though. Yeah. You should
great.
Be. Sorry.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. More traveling sounds good for the relationship.
Yeah. Do you have any back problem or not?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, I
Long
see that.
Time.
I see some problem in your back and your knees. So, you know, you've been working really hard all your life. So the next level for you is obviously spiritual, or and that will involve action, but not breaking your back at work. So you're in a good line with the cosmic codes, Harold. Okay.
Great.
Do you play a lot of sports?
Oh, great! Thank you very much.
You play a lot of sports,
Hello?
Harold. Oh.
Not lately. No, I hadn't when I was younger.
coaching hockey. That's relating to
all
of your joint problems, I see.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, definitely think that all the traveling is going to help you recuperate from that. I see. I feel like you will be traveling a lot.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right, my friend.
Okay,
have a good day.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Howdy, Gail. Gail from Florida.
Are you here? Gail?
You kids doing all right?
We sure are. We got ourselves another lion. You are a Leo, aren't you?
Yes, he is.
Meow.
Well, don't let the sun strip your fur out there in Florida.
Oh, no, I went out today.
Yeah. What's going on today, Gail?
Not too much. I was hoping for an astro tarot reading. You did a professional chart for me about a year ago, so I've got the basics.
Oh, that's perfect. So
Yeah,
so that's perfect. I'll be able to connect with you then. Okay, Tiranya.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to hold on to these cards. I'm going to shuffle these out, and I'm going to tell you when to go. All right. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Tell me when to stop. I'll say go. 1, 2, 3. Go.
Oh, say go.
Go.
Stop.
Wow, she picked up the last one. What is it?
Well, it looks like we've got the card of the Cupids, which is the Lovers.
Okay, yes, you got the Lovers.
Choices.
Well, you've got card number 6, the Lovers. This card also denunciates a duality in your life, okay? Duality means everything in double, so let's confirm that. How many kids you got?
0.
You never had no children?
Never wanted any.
Well, that's the tail of the dragon is right on your fifth house. Now I see it. You have the tail of the dragon in the fifth house. The fifth house is the house of creativity. This is where a woman produces a child. And when you have the tail in this situation here, in this house especially, it shows again that you have so many past life as a male that you don't want to be either bothered or stopped or whatever, because your life is just a myriad of action, or you want it to be a myriad of action, and you don't want anything to stop you. You understand me?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any...
My passion...
Go ahead.
I have 2 cats. My passion is this astropsychology, but my resources aren't there.
I see. So you do have 2 cats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I probably have told you in your reading that you have had a lot of past life with the Indians, and that's why you like animals, as they help you to survive. You had to skin them and eat them. In this lifetime, you have to give them love and respect. And obviously, you must have ate a lot of wild cat. I'm just being funny. But anyway, it definitely shows. Now, remember, being a Leo, it's so very important to create something of your own and use the creative forces of the sun, okay? Remember, you have the head of the dragon in Gemini, and Gemini rules anything and everything that works with general communication, girls. Now, the question is, have you thought of writing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a computer at home, and that's a tool I need, and I've been doing... my dream journal.
It's been excellent.
It's been excellent.
Now, that is wonderful. But first of all, you need to yesterday have a computer, okay? Now, the reason is you could learn so much about my work because I throw a newsletter every day to the world, but you can learn a lot of stuff, okay? Secondly,
and I'm a VIP.
Okay, well, then that at least you know what's going on. I apologize, but because I don't know all the people
right.
that call me. Thank you for being a VIP,
right.
by the way, Gail. But what I'm trying to tell you here, honey, it is crucial for you to have a computer because Jim and I rules the creative process coming through your fingers through channeling. Why do you think myself I can write every day? And I never took a lesson. I type with two fingers.
Oh, yes.
Can you believe this? And I generate
yeah.
this like there is no tomorrow. So... But how do I do it? I don't know. But I have the same energy than you have. And so what you're doing, you're channeling the information from the superconscious in time and space. Okay? And now you need to crystallize it. So if you use a pen, that's okay because it gives you plenty of time to think and reevaluate your thought process. But Gemini speed, Gemini, the animal of Gemini, Gemini head, that's what you have, is a horse. And trust me, a horse is fast. So the quicker you learn, the quicker you use your keyboard and your fingers, the quicker the channeling is going to go from your brain, from your subconscious to your brain to your fingers, and you're going to crystallize it into your keyboard, into a file, and that file will turn out to be a book, or two books in your case, or a series of books. Do I make sense?
Okay. You do,
so,
absolutely.
It's so very important.
And I study
important.
Your work all the time.
Thank
I'm
you,
just, sweetheart. It seems I'm stuck.
No, somehow.
I need these
okay.
resources.
Honey,
I want to buy the software. And I want to do the readings.
Listen to me, honey. You have to understand the tail of the dragon is on you. So if you're not stuck, nobody's going to get stuck. Do you follow me?
Yes, you've got
right.
You've got to get your span of energy from the horse within you.
That's a good way to put it. When Tarana starts to channel, you got to make sense to what she says. And I understand it. But what I'm trying to tell you here, the lovers means that you have that dual personality, the dual life, and you have passed the time of learning. It's time for you to be productive and start to channel. But without your computer and using your fingers, you're neutralizing your dragon seed in Gemini and you're wasting time. So for what is worse, concentrate, do what you have to do, and get that computer and channel your power through your dragon's head. Because Leo is supposed to write for children. Leo is supposed to run the show and build a stage. And you have a good moon in Virgo that allows you to good attention for detail and for editing and all the good stuff. So you have everything that it takes. And your Saturn in Pisces makes you a very highly spiritual, creative person. Where you're supposed to feed yourself from your subconscious. Your chart is very advanced. And with Jupiter, the Lord of Luck and the Lord of Growth in your 10th house in the world of Taurus, the Bull, Marilyn's Corporation, the bank, if you don't become a millionaire, nobody will. But you need to get on that dragon's head.
I know it.
You're definitely dual. You're like the lion and the horse.
Yeah. Well, you could say that. Yes, exactly. So... basically, as of your next birthday, the dragon's going to relieve you, okay? You know that already. And then the dragon's going to be moving in Capricorn. And what is Capricorn in your chart? It is your sixth house.
It
is not empty. You don't have any empty houses. Your sixth house is ruled by Saturn. Even if you have no planet in your sixth house, there is a ruler in the house called Saturn. If the house was empty, you would not have health and you would not have work. That remember, I don't practice astrology. I practice astropsychology with a hell of a lot of very simple logical explanation to what's going on in your life. There is no empty house in your chart, even if it looks empty. Okay, so you're going to have the head of the dragon in your 6 hours of work and service to the world, Gail. And then as your birthday, you have 2 years to reevaluate all your service to the world. And your intuition, your creativity is going to literally explode. So you're in a good hands.
Great. I want to pursue the natural healing thing, but the advanced groups, you know.
Well, that will be done. You have to come physically. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be teaching in Scottsdale. I'm going to have a lecture on the subconscious tomorrow. And then after tomorrow, I'm going to have a natural healing session. But it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. But you will have to come, maybe in my house or in Sedona, for the next course, okay?
Okay.
So I want to
tell
everyone. You're welcome. So keep on saving because we're here for you.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will take this opportunity to wish you a fantastic evening or night, wherever you're at in this beautiful big world. And Tirania and I, I'll just wishing you a fantastic night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone, as we go to drink our pink rose lemonade and fly throughout the stars.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Finally getting caught.